You might like to turn in your Bible, if you would please, to the book of Revelation, chapter 4. Perhaps we could look to the Lord in a word of prayer. Our God and Father, we bow head and heart in your presence. Spirit of God, honor our Lord Jesus Christ. Honor the saving grace that is given us. Honor our Lord Jesus Christ, that we might honor you, our Heavenly Father. So deal with us in your kindness, in your goodness, in your rightness and holiness. And we'll thank you very much. In Christ's name, amen. In our study of Revelation 4 and 5, which we did, you remember, as we came at the throne, has to do with the throne of God, in the light of the tribulation that is to follow. And in chapter 4, verse 11, we have the theme of verse chapter 4 is a creation, and in chapter 5, redemption. But in verse 11, chapter 4, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor, that's God the Father, to receive glory and honor and power. Thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, for thy good will, you willed it so. That's the word pleasure, to will. For thy pleasure, thy good will, they are, they exist, and they were created. The purpose of all creation is for God to give expression to who he is and what he's like. For God to express himself, his magnificence. Now, having said that, and we shared last time together, I think, that God is before all beginnings in all creation. God is before everything and before everyone. God just is. Uncreated, the uncaused cause of everything. God. So God has no dimensions. You come to an end. The stars come to an end. God doesn't come to an end. God just is. He tells us that, and we have to sit back and absorb ever so feebly, so little we absorb of what that means. God, you are big. How's that? Big God. Now, having said that, over a few, we're going to go and look at God who created everything. That's right. Over, if you would, Proverbs chapter 8 for a moment. Proverbs chapter 8. And may I pick up, please, in verse 23. Remember, it's speaking of wisdom personified. The Lord Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 1, who is the wisdom of God. Christ is the wisdom of God. Wisdom is personified and made alive. Now, thus, verse 23, I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was I brought forth. What as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. When he had prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, I was there, and there, and there. I'm there. I'm there in the very beginning of all. Everything was created, but I was there before. I was there before. The God the Son was there, in God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, God being God, essentially and always one in essence, nature, being, three in wonderful expression. Now, over if you would to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. And in Psalm 90 and in verse 2, just reminding ourselves now that God makes it very clear before anything ever was, he is. Psalm 90, verse 1, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Before anything was, before and after, you are everlasting, always, forever, God. God. Now, having said that, over to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And a statement is made. God has a penman. His name is Moses. And Moses picks up his pen and writes. God dictates. Moses writes. Now, God, how are you going to start off to talk about yourself and to write about yourself? Here we are, here's creation, we're in the middle of it. Thus, in verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. In beginning, just the word actually, in the Hebrew, just beginning, bereshith, beginning, 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 beginning. That's all, just beginning, a beginning, beginning, singular, beginning. God, it seems like you should say something else. No, I don't need to say anything else. A beginning. Begin. Begin. Start, which is what the word means. Origin, origin. And thus it has to do what is at the head, what is at the first, the starting point. First of its kind, the only kind. It isn't first of, second of, third of. A, B, C. It's not that. It means first. Only first. Nothing to follow. Just first. And you will find the opposite. The opposite of this word is end. E-N-D. The last. End. First. Last. Begin. End. That's the word. So you don't want to think it's the first of a series. It isn't that. It's first. The only first. And thus, having said that, commencement is a good word. Some of us have commenced from grammar school, and we commence, and it's a beginning. You commence from college. You have a begin. It's a starting point. The origin, starting point. Thus, the expression is simply, it's a direct, independent clause. In the beginning, God created. That's right. A statement is made. God, you're making a statement. That's right. What are you telling us in the statement? Very simply, there is a beginning. There is a cause for the beginning. A creator. A creator makes for the beginning. That's the whole thing. In the beginning, God created. The expression is indefinite and yet independent, an independent clause, a statement. And we want to know, where did all this marvelous universe come from? I caused it to begin. I created the beginning of this whole thing. Thus, having said that, and keeping that in mind, though, it tells us this and doesn't say anything else, God, with a whole lot of questions we could ask and wonder about, but you don't. You just tell us, where did the universe, remember the explanation of verse 1, is followed as you read verse 2 and following. And so, in the verse 1, in the beginning, God. And thus, there's nothing before. What about before? What about the angels? We're not talking about them. Talking about the beginning of the universe. God, you aren't telling us anything before or after. What about other things? Other creations? Not the issue. Not even brought up. Simply, clear statement. Beginning, created the Creator. Creator created the beginning. Thus. God's word supports itself. There's no explanations. God offers no explanation or reasons about it. It just exists. I did it. I created it. I did for my own reasons. I did it for my glory and honor. I want you to know, I just give the facts, that's all. How about an explanation so we can know just the facts? Straight fact. Fact. Statement. And thus, when it comes to God's word and God himself, he just takes and tells us very authoritatively, in the beginning, the state of things. How was it in the beginning? In the beginning, I created. I did this all by myself. And the angels were created, but some would say perhaps in the first day, but you don't need to say that at all. And besides, 6 24-hour days are too short for the angels to be created, to do all their function, and to then fall apart by way of Satan. Thus, angels are back here. We're not told. Just God made them. The only issue in verse 1 is the universe. God created the universe in a most wonderful way. So, now, having said that, in Genesis chapter 1, God is a unique person. And it's all, the details are going to follow, but God just tells you he created something. God as to his person, he's one of a kind. And he has a plan. Now, you know that God, if you want to, I told you, and you know, and I don't have to tell you. If you want to answer anything, about anything, anywhere, anyhow, start with God. God, you're the author. You created it all. If I want to understand anything, about anything, anywhere, anyone, anyhow, I got to start with you, God. And if I don't, there is a word to describe me. Psalm 53, verse 1. Hold your finger here. Psalm 53, and in verse 1. Psalm 14, but here's Psalm 53. And you'll notice it in verse 1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they. They have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. What's the word? Fool. You're foolish if you don't start with God. He's at the beginning. He's the one that put it all together. If you want to know why anything is or isn't, start with God. You want to understand heartache, headache, start with God. Thus, and you know, God will tell us about himself in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, believing, giving God credit for being who he is, without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that what? He is. You start with God. He is. Now you don't want to start with God? not going to go anywhere. You can go, you can write books, study and do all kinds of things. You can do them. But start with God. You want to come up and come out right. Now, having said that, to start with God and consider God. And remember now, the beginning is, what is at the head? What is at the starting point? God has a plan, a wonderful plan. And God has a plan that he's going to start and that he's going to finish. It has an ending. It has a beginning and it has an ending. Now, over if you would, please, in your Bible to Isaiah. And let me just let it be said by one of the great prophets of yesterday. We'll say it to us as he said it to Israel. And to remind ourselves, what are we doing? We're looking in the beginning, God. Look to God. Trust God. And thus, and he created. God went and created. And in his creation, remember, bara, to create. It's used exclusively of God when he's about his creating. And it is everything that God creates is totally dependent on God. Everything that God creates has no accusative, no object, no material. Everything God creates is no material to describe, but he does. What do you mean? What are you doing that for, God? What's the material? God said, I'm the cause, without any material. I'm the cause. I do it. No material for the verb, no object. And thus, the existence of God, the honoring of God, the work of God is very clear. He's the one. He's the distinct one that created it all. He puts it all together, and there's no understanding about why it is except by God who created it. So here in Isaiah 43, in fact, we'll go before that. Let's just do it a little bit. Isaiah 42. So you'll see it. Isaiah 42. And in Isaiah 42, picking up, please, in light of the context, verse 8. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them before they exist. Over Isaiah 43. Verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created, there's your word, created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Verse 7. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him, I myself did it for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. I made him, verse 15. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. I am the one, Isaiah 45. And if I may, in verse 7. I formed the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Remember, create evil. I allow the things to be unprofitable. If you don't do them right, you end up doing them wrong. Verse 8. Drop down, ye heavens, from above. Let the skies pour down righteousness, let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together, that I, the Lord, have created it. I did all these things. I did them. Verse 12. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. I did this. I am the Creator. In the beginning, verse 18, For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it. He created it not in vain, not for nothing at all. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, there is none else, there is none other. None other whatsoever. Now, in order to capitalize, and while we're here, you may want to go to Psalm 102 on our way back. Psalm 102, to remind ourselves. And in Psalm 102, getting a little bit of the context, verse 60. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. He will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the generation to come, the future, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord. I'm going to create them. You and you and you and you. I created them. I create you. You are by my hand. I create you out of nothing. Now the dust of the ground. Ah, that's our physical brain and blood and bones. But our person, God, that requires you. Now, having said that, Psalm 104. Verse 30. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, thou renewest the face of the earth. God, you are busy, you in the beginning created. How am I going to understand anything that's created? By looking to the Creator. Look to the Creator God. You want to understand creation? Get to the Creator God. And you have your answers. As much as I'll give them. As much as you can handle. Now, having said that, over to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. And you have the verb in verse 1. In the beginning, God created. God did something. He created. And you know that out of nothing. Well, that could be in the verb, but the rest of the context tells us there wasn't anything. We just read it, Psalm, etc. There was nothing. And God, you never use material. You never, when you speak of creation, you never speak, you never use any material. And you don't need to use any material. You are the cause. Now, thus, chapter 1, verse 27. 1 and 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Three times. God created man, that's right. And the image of God, how did you create him, God? In your image and likeness, so that we could represent and reflect him like a mirror, only we aren't a mirror. Our Lord wasn't a mirror. He was perfectly in the image and likeness of God as man, and he represented God perfectly. So to see him was to see God. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created them, male and female, he created them. Over in chapter 2, verse 3. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all the work which God created and made. God, you did all this. That's right. That's what I did in the beginning. The starting point, I created it all. I created the heavens and the earth. Chapter 5. And in chapter 5, verse 1. This is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Create. God created him. So the trees, the bugs, the birds, everything, God, you made them. That's right. I made them. I made you, humans. Verse 2. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam, Adam singular, in the day when they were created. There's your verb again. Created. God, you created. That's right. So there's no question, should be no question in our mind and heart, that God, you did the creating. God, you did it all by yourself in a marvelous, wonderful way. You created. Now, having said that, over if you would to Exodus chapter 20. And you will note in the great Ten Commandment listing, in verse 3, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath, under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Now, God, what are you telling us? Well, telling the world. What did you tell Israel? Don't make anything God. Anything in creation. Sun, moon, stars, astrology, don't make anything God. Romans chapter 1, animals, birds, beasts, or yourself. Don't make anything you can touch, feel, taste, smell, or understand this way, humanly, in the universe. Don't make it God. Don't make a God out of it. Why not? Because God created it. And you represent the creation of God. Therefore, do not point to works of creation. Point to the Creator who did them. The Creator. You. Exclude everything and everyone except God. God, where did you come from? Why are you here? What is it all about? It's about you, God, and if I leave you out, I have no answers. I have silly answers. Evolution answers. Atheistic answers. Agnostic answers. No answers. No answers. God. You did it. That's right. God did it. You'll remember in Ecclesiastes in chapter 12 and verse 1, now to the, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Start off with God. Don't lose God in growing up. Don't lose God. God, you're able to go and do a wonderful thing for us. And thus, we're looking to you, God. You are the agent. You are the cause. You are the efficient cause, efficient, sufficient cause, God, of anything. That's right. God said, I am the cause. So don't get hung up with anything in creation, anything anywhere that you can dream of or look to. Don't get caught in it. You'll lose out. In the beginning, God. You must come to God and believe and understand that He is. Psalm 51, David, did you have a glimpse of this? Psalm 51. And in Psalm 51, David, remember, had a problem. In his life, among other things. And in the process, God needed to help him in the light of Uriah and Bathsheba and all that. God had to rescue him. God had to rescue him. And thus, he, verse 2, 51, washed me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleansed me from my sin. Verse 3, I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. God, what do you need to do for me? Verse 10, create, you do it. God, you create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. David, what are you looking at? You're looking at God. Who's the only one that can rescue you, David? The Creator. Who created you? Where is God? You're looking to God. Ah, God, I can't go. I ain't going to go anywhere. Unless I understand, I don't want anything else become a substitute to support me, to save me, to sustain me. I don't want anything to substitute anyone anywhere. God, I understand it from a human level, but all of it is human and faulty and limited and temporal. God, you must resolve my condition. You must cure it. You must fix it. Thus, create in me, O God, a clean heart, a clean heart. Now, in order to get a little handle on that, God did that. God did the beginning. God has a beginning. He's the creator. He's the cause, the uncaused cause of it all. God, all right. Now, here I am in the church age, down near the end here, tribulation coming up and all that stuff. Over, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, picking up the thought, you know it, I just want you to lock it in the light of God, the Creator. So, who's the one that can create? God is. God does. All right. I got all my things. That's right. Here you are, germs, disease, and everything. And then there's God. You allowed all these things and evil and all this stuff. That's right. We did it in Sunday school a little bit. That's right. Ah. All right. 2 Corinthians 5. You are familiar. May I read it? Therefore, 5:17. Therefore, if any man be found where? In Christ. The believing heart to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. And the Spirit of God places the believing heart, baptizes them, places them into the wonderful person of Jesus Christ, God himself. And thus, the person finds himself in God's presence, and God's presence finds itself in the person. Now, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, brand new creature, creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God, now here we are. We have our flesh and blood cannot what? Inherit the flesh. You can't inherit. Flesh and blood belongs in the earth. Your brain belongs in the ground. Your heart belongs in the ground. Your blood belongs in the ground. It's all earthly. And we're a person that you created. That's inside. God, you created me. That's right. I don't want to get hung up on playing a game that humans did divine stuff. Humans aren't God. God is only God. So I'm not going to get hung up on that program where I lose out, because then I'm starting looking to humans doing this and that. No, sir. No. Humans are humans. God, you are the Creator. Thus, all things have passed away. Everything has become new. And you made me a new creature. New. How can I be new? I'm old. God makes me new, makes you new. For lack of something. Here you are out here. And God does something. This is you. And God does something wonderful and makes you a new creature in Christ. Your old and dissolving. And God makes you a new creature. God, the Creator, makes you new in Him. Who's Him? The Creator. The Creator of what? Everything. I may find myself new in Him. New. A new creature. You understand that? That's what God did for you. I say, I'm saved, I'm saved. No, I'm a new creature. Knock the glass over. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, having said that, Galatians 6, to add to it, Galatians chapter 6. And may I go to verse 15 so we understand? 6 and 15, Galatians. For in Christ Jesus, that's right, neither circumcision, whether you're a Gentile, availeth anything, nor a Jew, or uncircumcision, a Gentile. God, what is it that makes, we did read that in Sunday school, what makes it work? A new creature. A new creation. Why can't I have the old and sort of fix it up, you know? You know, we have the pump and we bring the water up from the well down below, down here. Think of down your esophagus, down you go. And you bring up your thoughts and words. Up they come, up they come, up they come. And you say, boy, you need to watch your language. You need to watch what you do. Watch how you think and what you say. Oh, that's true. I'm going to get a new suit. Get a new suit. Cost $200, the suit did. Things coming up? Did I change anything? With my suit? Oh, I'm going to get a haircut. No, I don't need a haircut. I'm going to get long hair and look like a kook. I'm going to get way off here. All right. Is that going to do it? No. No. What happens if I get a facial? Don't you have facials? Facials. Is that going to do it? No. I've got the insides always what they are. And unless God puts something in there that's different, I'm going to keep coming up with the same stuff. God will make me a new creature in, where? In Christ Jesus, so that I have the reservoir of water. To have the reservoir of heaven. To have the reservoir given us in Christ Jesus. That I can have something that is of you, God. Clean, pure, good, healthy, holy, happy. In you, in Christ, I can exercise a relationship that allows me to change my mouth, my heart, my ways, my thoughts. Otherwise, I get the same old stuff. Thus, what is going to work? A new suit? A circumcision? Uncircumcision? No, only thing that works is a new creature. Would you go over with me to Ephesians 2:10? Ephesians 2:10. Now let me add to that, in the light of in the beginning, for we are, verse 10, you know, we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Would you please note, for we are His workmanship, God the craftsman, created. How, God, can you do anything with us? How does the craftsman take a piece of marble and do anything? Well, the marble has to become available, and the craftsman can create and make a David out of it. God, how are you going to do it? Well, I want you to know that I have created you a new creature in Christ Jesus. And that new creature that you are, the new in Christ, I am able to go and take. And all that I have for you in Christ Jesus, before the world ever began, God the Son, in the light of God the Father, in the light of the Spirit of God's wonderful exercise of ministry, service. You're going to put all this together so that in me, Christ Jesus, God the Creator, what are you going to do? I'm going to make something happen in you. I'm going to create and work in your life, like Sunday school, I'm going to chisel and work in your life. For what? For what? To fix my... No! I'm going to chisel you like unto Christ. Christ is the object of who I am working with in your life. It's because of Christ in you that I am doing this, you see. It isn't you. I'm not trying to fix you. I'm trying to let you understand. I'm going to let Christ become in you all of the marvelous plan and purpose I had to create you in the first place. And to give you the privilege of being a new creature in Christ. I did that. I want you to know that's your privilege to exercise that. That's an awesome thing, you know, God. You have a beginning, and we shared in the Genesis 1:1. That doesn't mean second and third beginning. No, it has to. The opposite is the ending. God is a beginning and ending. That's right. The beginning and ending. All right, a little further. Go with me, please, over to Peter. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4. And would you please note, God, you're working. You're going to chip away. That's right. Verse 19, 4 and 19, all about suffering. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit deposit like in the bank, commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing. And how so do we do it? As unto a faithful Creator. There's your word. Created. Creator. Faithful. What are you going to do? Give your heart to the Creator who created you. You see? And you want to work it out? Then get saved. Come to know the Lord as your Savior. And you have what? An opportunity. And made born again. Good word. Biblical word. Being born again. Born anew. And thus, to make it, God makes us new creatures. How so? In ourselves? Are we going to have a better hand? A better nose? No. Christ in you. God is going to work on you and for you and through you. God is going to work through and because of the wonderful person of Jesus Christ in you. And God is going to change your life and make you a new creature. Going to keep chiseling away and working at it. Oh, you don't have anything to chisel. I scrapped it. When I died on the cross, who died? When Christ died, he took you where? To the cross. You died. God isn't chiseling you. He's working on his Son to make you what you are not. To bring to you what you don't have. Because it's already condemned. Thus, to a faithful Creator. God, here we are. That's right. And all the ills and aches and ups and downs, the pain, the headache, the heartache, the sorrow, and we got it all, conditions, circumstances. God, who is this efficient and who is thus sufficient cause to help us? God, that's you. That's you. Thus, God. Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1. In Philippians chapter 1, you'll please note, and you know this, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you. Now, how so? Because you're created in Christ Jesus and made a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. God is dealing with you in his Son. God isn't dealing with you in your old nature. God condemns it. We want to condemn it. We don't want to walk around and approve of it. the attitude, action, words, thought? No, condemned, dead, unacceptable. God, I'm not going to look and count on myself and try to give myself some kind of approval. No, God, it's because of you that I have anything. And therefore, I don't want to work with the old stuff. This is going to do it. God, I got to work with the new stuff. And that's you. Thus, verse 6 again, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, till the end. To the end. I'll do it to the end. Beginning, I'll start it, and I'll finish it. See? I have a beginning. I create it. I have an ending. The why I created it. Simple as that. God, how are we going to understand any period of history, past, present, or future? How are we going to handle the world conditions? How are we going to handle home conditions, health conditions, family conditions? God! All I have is my own resources, and they're always the same coming out of me. That's right. That's why. That's why you need to understand, in beginning, I created you for my glory and for my honor. Remember thy Creator when you're young. So when you are old, you're going to be able to handle it. Because when you get old without a Creator, and you see the world more and more, you see your body failing and fading, you see the world failing and fading, you realize the utter folly of hoping that history will come out all right. Hoping that society, government will come out. You realize the folly of it. Not when you're 10. You have to become 12. And you realize, wow, it isn't going to work. Nothing's going to work. That's correct. It would be good if you knew it at the start. Then you could go somewhere. But you see, so God, I'm so glad that I'm able to have a little thought to remind myself that you created me in the beginning. And everything I can see, touch, taste, and smell, all the history books, all the present going on in the world, all the stuff everywhere, materially and socially and all economically and all of that is there. And God, here I am. And God, you made it possible for me to deal with this world that I live in Christ Jesus. And that in Christ Jesus, before the world ever began, you had thoughts, remember Psalm 139, thoughts about me more than the sand of the sea. So God, why wouldn't I trust you? Why wouldn't I start looking to you? I don't have to push the panic button. No, just God. You must please me. How am I going to please you, God? You got to believe. What am I going to believe about you? That you're God. See? That you're God. That's all. And God, since you began a good work, not because of me, but because Christ in me, you began a good work. Then God, you have to finish it. Doesn't he? He has to finish it. And he will. And there is your impetus, your movement, your strength to go. Why? God, I got saved. Did you? God's going to finish it. Our Father and God, we thank you. Help us, help us. God, Spirit of God, lift up our Lord Jesus Christ that we might understand, that we might learn. God, we might be the beneficiaries of all that you've given us in Christ Jesus. And for those who know you not as Lord and Savior, God, may they receive you as their Lord and Savior, God. May they awaken to the folly, the foolishness the fool has said in their heart, God, that you don't exist. God, I don't want to be a fool. We don't want to be fools. God deal with us. How so? In the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of God, make it work. Make it work, God. It's a wonderful thing. How are we going to handle the day, God? You are the uncaused cause of it all. So thank you very, very much. So we're going to look to you, trust you, help us, God. And as we stumble along, God, educate us, cause us to hang in there and reap the benefits of looking and learning of you. And our God will thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you for that. If we could sing 816 all the way back in your hymnal, 816.